After months of debate, President Bush today announced the first part of his plan to protect Americans against a smallpox attack. The administration has not said how likely it believes such an attack may be, but there are fears that a few leftover vials of smallpox stored in Russia and the U.S. may have fallen into the wrong hands. Based on that assumption, the president is now calling for the vaccination of about 1 million people, starting early next year. With us now to discuss the plan is NPR's Richard Knox. We've been hearing about this plan for some time, but it sounds like what we heard today was rather short on details.
It was. He actually specified less than many people thought he would. He did say, first of all, that he is ordering a vaccination of military personnel, said to be about 500,000 of those. And the new wrinkle in that, as he said, as commander-in-chief, he's going to be vaccinated himself because he doesn't think that he should ask others to do anything that he's not willing to do. But he made a sharp distinction. He said, my staff and my family are not going to be vaccinated because we don't think that's necessary now. The second thing he said is that he is not going to be ordering a broader vaccination plan for all Americans now.
So who exactly will receive the vaccinations?
Within the medical community, he talked about first responders, and that usually in recent months has embraced medical people who would go out into communities and identify the first cases of smallpox, bring them in for treatment, identify the people they may have had contact with, and bring them in for vaccination and do vaccination out in the community. So that's one group of medical workers. Second and much larger group will be people in hospitals who would be charged with caring for the first victims of smallpox.
Now, does the extent of the vaccination vary state by state?
Yes. States had to put in their plans to the federal government this week. Under those plans, states had really widely varying proposals for how many people they would vaccinate. Some states want virtually total coverage. Every hospital in the state would have vaccinated healthcare workers. Other states are taking a much more cautious attitude in vaccinating only a few hundred public health workers. It was one thing when there was a disease out there that we knew existed and there was a vaccine in hand and you were able to calibrate the degree of risk from the vaccine, because all vaccines have risk. This is not like that. And for the first time in vaccination history, there's no disease out there, and we have a vaccine that really is the most dangerous vaccine in our arsenal.
What are the risks for those who get the vaccine?
The risks are not common. They are probably 10 times more common than modern vaccines for other diseases, but they're serious. Maybe 15 people who get vaccinated out of every million who do can be expected to get life-threatening illnesses. These range from generalized infections of the skin to encephalitis, which is a devastating and often fatal brain disease. There are many side effects that are not so serious. Many people, perhaps one in three who get vaccinated, can be expected to get a flu-like illness and get lots of soreness and tenderness on their vaccinated arm, and may be out of work for at least a few days while this goes away.
The president said that he will not order the vaccination for all Americans, but if you want it, can you get access to it?
Yes, apparently so. That was one of the surprises in what the president said today that he was not expected to say. He said that there may be some citizens out there who insist on being vaccinated now, and we will work to accommodate them. He didn't provide any additional detail about that.
Richard, thank you very much.
You're very welcome, Michelle.
NPR's Richard Knox.